The top-grossing movie of 1968 turned an unknown actor named Dustin Hoffman into a star, earned director Mike Nichols an Oscar on only his second work, and showed Hollywood how to get young people back into the theaters. In this week's installment of Present at the Creation, a series exploring the origins of American cultural icons, NPR's Don Lee recalls The Graduate.
So proud of you.
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
For a 20-year-old who's just been named a Frank Halpingham Award scholar, Benjamin Braddock looks pretty sullen. He's returned home to Los Angeles, having completed a successful college career back east. He's the reluctant guest of honor at a graduation party, surrounded by his parents' friends. He's just told his father he's worried about his future. He wants it to be different. On the patio, a man named Mr. McGuire pulls Benjamin aside to offer some memorable advice.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
Late 60s America was split by the generation gap. It was a time when kids were advised not to trust anyone over 30. Film critic Peter Biskin says it was a time ripe for a movie like The Graduate.
The famous phrase plastics, or the famous word plastics, sort of encapsulates the whole theme of the movie, which is, you know, that the adult world is artificial, it's superficial, it's on some level immoral, and irrelevant to the concerns of young people.
The credit for the famous plastics line goes to screenwriter Buck Henry. It was producer Lawrence Terman's idea to make The Graduate. A New York Times review and then the book itself told him that Charles Webb's 1963 novel was made for a movie.
So I did something I tell my students not to do. I put up my own money to acquire the option.
And then Terman went after a director. He chose someone who'd never made a film, satirist and stage director Mike Nichols.
It is true. It was early in his career. He had done but one play on Broadway, Barefoot in the Park. But I had loved his stand-up routine with Elaine May. It seemed all the right tone for The Graduate. And the one play I did see that Mike directed, Barefoot in the Park, which is oozing smart, detailed direction.
May I ask you a question? What do you think of me?
What do you mean?
You've known me nearly all your life. You must have formed some opinion of me.
Well, I always thought that you were a very nice person.
In one of the memorable scenes Mike Nichols created for The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson, played by Anne Bancroft, lures Benjamin into her house and then into her sun porch. As she pours him a drink, he begins to suspect she's coming on to him. She places her foot on a bar stool, her knee bent, and the camera finds Benjamin framed by the arch of her leg. In an interview last year on NPR's Fresh Air, Nichols recalled setting up the shot.
That scene was all about him being stalked by Mrs. Robinson, you know, and we talked about it being a jungle, and it was a jungle. There was all these plants in the Beverly Hills garden that was, you know, behind the glass that surrounded this sun porch, and we talked about her being the tiger in the jungle, and she had a striped dress on, and tiger striped dress on, and it was all built to be a trap.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
The look and feel of The Graduate exhilarated younger moviegoers who were tired of big-budget westerns and movie musicals. Critic Peter Biskin wrote a book about late 60s and early 70s Hollywood called Easy Riders and Raging Bulls. In it, he argues that The Graduate, along with another 1967 film, Bonnie and Clyde, sent tremors through Hollywood, signaling a new movement in the film industry.
Hollywood was really in the doldrums, but suddenly a whole new generation of kids, a lot of whom were came up through film schools, got a foothold in the system. So in many different ways, from the technical level to the storyline to the sort of thematics of the films, these films were sort of turned the sort of conventional Hollywood film upside down.
Biskin says the decision to cast a, quote, ethnic type as Benjamin Braddock was another pioneering choice. But at first, Mike Nichols did not have an actor like Dustin Hoffman in mind. Producer Lawrence Terman recalls that Nichols was keen to give the role to Robert Redford.
I loved Bob Redford and still do. He's fabulous. I just felt he was not right for the grad. I was resistant because his qualities are not right for the graduate. The graduate only works and is funny if it's a 21-year-old going on 16 who's sexually insecure. Well, Redford is just, you know, classic sexual matinee idol. So I did a test of Redford with Candy Bergen, by the way. And I don't think the test was a third of the way in. And Mike, who had wanted him, turned to me. I'm laughing as I tell you. And again, he said, Terman, you SOB, you're right.
After testing about five young actors, Terman and Nichols chose Dustin Hoffman, who happened to be 29 going on 16. Terman says he had a sweetness and a gooniness that were right for the role.
I'll get undressed now. Is that all right?
Sure. Shall I just stand here? I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Why don't you watch?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Will you bring me a hanger?
What?
A hanger.
Oh, yes. Wood?
What?
Wood or wire. They have both.
The soundtrack was one more innovation. In 1967, it was uncommon for pop or rock to show up in movies. Lawrence Terman says it was Nichols who wanted to use Simon and Garfunkel in The Graduate. They commissioned three new songs from Simon and Garfunkel, but Terman says the duo was too busy to come through with more than this one.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa.
For all the closely observed social commentary, the wry irony of the dialogue, the artful camera work and production design, screenwriter Buck Henry believes that at its heart, The Graduate is a moving love story.
There are two enormous fantasies going for a young audience. You know, your mother's and father's most good-looking friend, and then this gorgeous young girl. And the first adventure you have as a kid or as a young person is, of course, an adventure that shapes your life forever. And Benjamin has a real life shaper there.
Benjamin!
Elaine!
What are you doing?
Elaine, I have to tell you something.
What is it?
That woman.
What?
That woman, that older woman that I told you about.
You mean that
Yes,
one?
The married woman. That wasn't just some woman.
What are you telling me?
If The Graduate still holds up 35 years after it was made, Buck Henry says it's because it gets to the alienation and passion all of us felt in our early 20s.
Everyone I knew went through it. Maybe it's because, you know, we're out of the 40s, 50s, 60s. But I think it's true today, too. How to get away and what the hell to get away to.
At the end of The Graduate, Elaine and Ben fight their way out of the church where she's just married a blonde frat boy. Mrs. Robinson grabs Elaine, screaming, "It's too late," but Elaine yells back, "Not for me," and escapes with Ben to catch the yellow bus that will lead them, where? To happiness on a ranch in Montana? To a career in plastics? All we know is that the road they're taking will lead to something else. And that made all the difference. Don Lee, NPR News, Washington.
Clips of The Graduate are at npr.org.